Stand by for Space Cadet in 30 seconds.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
Yes, Kellogg's brings you the secret of a more delicious breakfast treat. It's new, it's excellent. It's Kellogg's Raisin Bran, both fruit and cereal, all in one box. You get plump, tender raisins dipped in honeycomb, along with delicious, golden crisp bran flakes. So try the new fruit and cereal combination. Get Kellogg's Raisin Bran because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And now, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch, invite you to rocket into the future with...
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet!
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off, minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Some 200 miles above the surface of the Earth, near the extreme limits of the atmosphere, a sleek new rocket hurtles at terrific speed through the inky darkness of space. Inside the rocket, two figures, one in the uniform of a Solar Guard captain and the other in the trim garb of a space cadet, stare intently at the bewildering array of buttons, lights, and meters that make up the ship's control panel.
Check the course vector, Tom.
On course, Captain Strong. Yeah, good.
Well, this ship handles pretty well. What's the altitude reading?
In atmosphere, 0.17.
All right. Check Mr. Franklin on the radar bridge and see if he's finished taking his reading.
Aye, sir. Control deck to radar bridge.
Franklin here.
Cadet Tom Corbett, sir. We're approaching atmosphere ceiling. Captain Strong wants to know if you've finished your reading.
Yes, you can take her down now.
Aye, sir.
On full rocket power, of course.
Full rocket power, sir?
That's what I said.
Is he out of his mind? We can't dive through the Earth's atmosphere at full speed. Even if we don't burn up, the ship will fall apart.
I heard that, Captain Strong, and I assume you heard my orders.
I heard them, but I don't understand them, Mr. Franklin. Diving at full velocity from this altitude is suicide. You know the ship would never hold together.
I'm coming below. I'll see to it personally.
Now, wait, sir. Mr. Franklin...
He's broken the connection, Captain. I'm afraid he meant what he said.
Crazy inventor. He must have space fever.
I don't know, sir. After all, he knows the structure of this rocket better than we do. Maybe it will hold.
Yeah, maybe it won't. I don't want to risk all our lives on a wild chance like that. You contact Commander Arkwright at Space Academy, Tom.
Aye, sir.
Just a minute, Cadet Corbett. No radio messages.
Now, look here, Mr.
You
Franklin.
Look here, Captain Strong. Your orders were very clear. You're not to break radio silence during this flight.
Neither am I required to rocket dive this ship through atmosphere on your say-so.
Captain Strong, I was given to understand that your orders from Arkwright were to put yourself at my service throughout this test, to carry out the various maneuvers I order, and to maintain strict radio silence. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And your orders, Cadet Corbett?
The same, sir.
The orders seem clear enough to me. I've asked for a rocket dive, and that's exactly what I want.
Mr. Franklin, believe me, this ship won't hold together for a rocket dive. You have no idea how many ships have been lost just that way.
Not ships of this type, Captain. You haven't been told this before, but most of its major structural parts are vanadium steel alloys.
Vanadium alloys? Well, but there's so little known about them.
Well, you sound as if you know the metal, Corbett.
Well, just from my classes, Mr. Franklin. But I didn't think there was enough known vanadium on Earth to build a jet boat, much less a whole ship.
That's true. But I've discovered a large deposit of nearly pure vanadium on one of Jupiter's satellites. Io, to be exact.
I see.
If this test is successful, we can get all the vanadium we need to make our spaceship considerably stronger without adding an ounce of weight.
And if the test fails...
Oh, I assure you it won't fail, Captain. I'm ordering you to alter course for Earth under full rocket power.
Very well. Sit down and fasten your safety belt, Mr. Franklin.
That's better.
All secure?
Secure.
Ready with 1 and 4, Tom.
1 and 4 ready, sir.
Fire 1. Fire 4. Ready with 2 and 3.
2 and 3 ready.
Fire 2. Fire 3.
rockets firing, sir. Diving speed 1970.3.
Good. I'll refocus the viewing plate. There.
What a sight. Why, the Earth seems to be rushing up to meet us.
Diving speed 2678.7.
I sure hope you're right about this vanadium alloy of yours, Mr. Franklin, because when we try to pull out of this, the strain will be fantastic.
We'll soon know. What's the altitude?
Altitude 101.75.
I'll get ready to pull her out.
Altitude 78.9. 69.0. 62.7. 58.7.
Here we go.
Baseman's luck.
What was that? Oh, it felt like a stabilizer. Quick, Tom, focus the aft scanner on the tail assembly.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up.
Captain Strong.
Well, what is it?
Look, the left stabilizer's torn away. If it took the inner vane along, we're out of control. We'll crash.
And there goes Tom Corbett headed straight into another adventure in space. One thing about Tom, though, he's always ready for anything, and that's no accident either. Tom Corbett takes care of himself. Plenty of exercise, the proper rest, and lots of quick energy food, especially at morning chow. You can bet Tom Corbett and all the space cadets start every day with a good, nourishing breakfast built around Kellogg's cornflakes.
That's right, fellas and girls. A good breakfast built around Kellogg's cornflakes is real quick food energy. Helps you blast off in a hurry and helps keep you zooming right up till noon. And that Kellogg's cornflakes flavor, right out of this world.
You can say that again, Tom. And remember, fellas and girls, with Kellogg's cornflakes, you're not only enjoying that swell Kellogg flavor, you're helping yourself to more punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. Eat Kellogg's cornflakes.
Testing an experimental rocket ship under the direct orders of John Franklin, its inventor, Tom Corbett and Captain Strong are amazed to learn that the final test maneuver is to be a dive into the Earth's atmosphere at full rocket power. As the ship dives at incredible speed, a stabilizer and steering vane is torn away, and the ship plummets toward Earth, hopelessly out of control.
Altitude 21.4.
Ship is getting hot. The air friction is terrific.
Pull up, pull up. Come down tail first and then give full rocket power.
I can't. It doesn't respond. The mechanism is jammed.
We're going to hit any second.
Hang on. There's not much time.
This is it.
This is far enough, Tom. To be safe from the flames here.
Yes, sir.
Are you all right, Franklin?
Yes, Strong. Not a scratch.
Just luck, that's all. Oh, you found out now.
Yes, that all the parts of the ship that were made of vanadium alloy withstood the terrific pressure of that rocket pullout and crash.
But what about the tail assembly? The section that came apart?
That, Corbett, was made of conventional materials. And it was the only part of the ship that did give way.
Yeah, that was enough. It's a miracle we're able to walk away from this.
No, Captain Strong. The miracle is that there never need be another crash like this. Once we get enough vanadium, all spaceships will be able to withstand stresses never before dreamed of.
Well, if that's true, Mr. Franklin, I guess it was worth the risk.
Yes, I'm going to report my findings at once. An expedition to Io must be arranged. We'll find all the vanadium there we'll ever need.
The electronic interceptor, Lamar.
Right. It's a mighty handy gadget for overhearing conversations, Walt.
I've always thought so, Lamar. A man in my business can find many uses for it.
You don't have to tell me. But what did you make of all Franklin's talk about vanadium?
What do I make of it? A fortune, that's all. A fortune.
I don't know how you figure that. You couldn't organize a mining expedition to Io before the government does. Those Solar Alliance babies move fast.
Of course not. But we're not going to mine that vanadium ourselves. We'll let the government have that unpleasant chore.
I see. Then you ship it here from Io.
Exactly, Lamar. I'm not without influence, you know. And since you're a first-class spaceman, I can arrange to have you put in charge of the freighter that hauls the first shipment.
Huh? That will take some doing, believe me.
I can handle it.
Okay, but then what?
Once that vanadium leaves Io, it will be in your hands, and you're working for me.
Well, Tom, there it is. The Io Vanadium mining operation in full blast.
Oh, golly, Captain Strong. I never thought I'd see activity like this on Io.
Well, to tell you the truth, neither did I. Oh, say, there's Mr. Franklin. He's coming to meet us.
Well, gentlemen, welcome to Io. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, sir.
Well, this is quite a project.
Yes, we're making amazing progress.
Well, look down there in that valley, Captain Strong. See how those huge machines really tear the place apart?
Oh, they're efficient, that's for sure.
The very latest thing in mining equipment. As you can see, they blow a jet of compressed gas that drips down to the ore deposits in no time at all.
Very impressive, Mr. Franklin. How soon will the first shipment be ready?
It's ready now. That's why I sent for you.
Oh, say, you people haven't wasted any time.
There's no time to waste, Captain. The sooner we get this stuff back to Earth, the sooner we can put an end to structural failures in spaceships.
Yes, I understand that all right. But why the Solar Guard?
Because at this moment, vanadium is not only the most expensive, but the most wanted material in the universe. So it's up to you to see that nothing happens to this first shipment.
I see. And how are you going to freight this metal back to Earth?
Well, I'll let Captain Lamar explain all that.
Lamar, sir?
Yes, he's in charge of the freighter. Come along with me to Operation Shack, and he'll brief you. Now then, Lamar, suppose you explain the operational procedure to Captain Strong and Cadet Corbett.
Okay, it's simple enough. My ship is loaded and ready for blastoff. Your patrol ship will act as escort. We raise ship at 0700. Now, let's see, that's 25 minutes from now. Can you make it?
Sure. The Polaris is ready to blast off right now.
Good. I'm carrying a big load. I'll have to use full fuel capacity to break free of Io with that string of loaded barges.
Well, you mean you're going to tow that long string of barges through space?
Why not? Those barges won't cause us any trouble once we're outside the gravitational pull of Io.
Well, what about landing on Earth? They won't have any braking action.
And we've made allowances for that, Strong. I'll head for Space Station 1. A fleet of smaller ships will meet us there to transfer the cargo and ferry it down the rest of the way. I'll refuel at the space station.
Oh, mm-hmm. And what about your course?
I'll determine the exact course when we're in free fall. We'll be in constant radio contact. I'll give you the course then.
Very well. When do you want the Polaris to blast off?
At 0655, just 5 minutes before I do. We'll rendezvous in an orbit exactly 150 miles above Io. Now, are there any questions?
I don't think so. Tom, alert Manning and Astro.
Aye, aye, sir.
Gentlemen, we're making history. The first full shipment of pure vanadium is on its way to Earth.
Polaris calling Space Freighter LC Joe. Come in.
This is Lamar.
Cadet Corbett here, sir. Rendezvous completed.
Good. Can you tune us in on your viewplate?
We've already done that, sir. We can see your ship now.
Okay, put Captain Strong on.
He wants to talk to you, Captain.
All right. Strong speaking.
Now, here's our course. By your space chart, coordinates X7155 by C6509.
Check that, Tom.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I want the Polaris in sight of us throughout the entire trip, Strong.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be there.
Well, Captain Strong, there must be some mistake.
What do you mean, Tom?
Well, look at this chart. At this time, the sun is between Jupiter and Earth. According to the course Lamar just gave us, we'll pass so close to the sun that we'll roast.
Well, let me see that chart.
Here, I've marked the course.
Well, you're right, Tom. Lamar.
Yes, what is it?
You've made an error in plotting the course. This one will take us too close to the sun.
There's been no error, Strong. Those are Mr. Franklin's orders. We get to Earth by the most direct route.
But if we go that close to the sun, we'll risk power failure, not to mention our own hide.
Now, just a minute, Strong. This is Franklin speaking.
Yes, Mr. Franklin.
I'm a little tired of your questioning of my orders. You forced me to remind you that I'm in full charge of this operation. And you'll do what you're told, or I'll see to it personally that you're court-martialed. Do I make myself clear?
Very clear, Mr. Franklin.
Now, don't worry about being drawn into the sun, Strong. I've made careful calculations. Our speed will keep us from falling into its orbit.
I hope you're right, Lamar. Is that all for us now?
Yes.
End transmission.
Well, Captain, they certainly like to make things tough for us, don't they?
Yes, Tom. The worst part of it is, if we're right, we'll never live to prove it.
We're quite close to the sun, Tom. Keep a careful check of our orbit and our velocity.
Yes, sir. Are we maintaining our speed, Captain Strong?
Yes, so far. But I'll breathe a lot easier when we get through this.
So will I. Wait a minute. Hey, that's funny.
What's the matter, Tom?
Well, the viewer keeps clouding up. I can't make out the other ships.
Let me see. Well, those are probably gaseous clouds. They're all around us now.
We're out of visual contact, sir.
Hey, wait a minute. We'll spot the ship again when we pull out of this gas cloud.
Now, it's thinning out a bit now. There, we're through it. But where's the freighter?
That's strange. We've lost it. Tom, I don't like this.
Neither do I, sir. We'd better raise them on the radio. They may have shifted course.
Yes, go ahead, get them.
Polaris calling freighter LC Joe. Come in. Polaris calling LC Joe. Come in.
What's the matter?
I don't know, sir. Static is impossible here near the sun. I don't get their signal yet.
No, keep calling. You should hear it, even with all that static.
Polaris calling LC Joe. Can you read us? Come in. Come in, please.
Why in blazes don't they answer? Well, check your meters, Tom. Maybe we're not transmitting.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with the transmitter, sir. They just don't answer.
Sunspots could be interfering with reception. Try the radar track.
Yes, sir.
No signal. Try the other quadrant.
Yes, sir. Still nothing. Where in the universe are they?
I can make a pretty good guess, Tom.
Captain Strong, you don't think they were drawn into the sun, barges and all.
That's just what I think.
Great galaxy. If that's happened, sir, it's the last anyone will ever hear of them or their cargo of vanadium.
And now, all you future space cadets, boys and girls, let's take time out for a question in our Kellogg's Cornflake Space Quiz to test your knowledge of space and the universe. Here's our question. What planet is it that is often seen shining brilliantly in the east about sunrise? The name of that planet is Venus. Now, here's another question. Along about sunrise, what cereal is seen on breakfast tables the world over? The answer to that one is Kellogg's Corn Flakes. You know, Kellogg's Corn Flakes is the favorite ready-to-eat cereal of the whole universe. And it's because of that famous Kellogg flavor. The way Kellogg's special toasting process brings out all the sweet, lively corn flavor in each golden flake makes each flake crisp and tender. It's the kind of flavor that brings you back for seconds, keeps you reaching for that box of Kellogg's corn flakes time after time, morning after morning. So make sure you get the one and only Kellogg's corn flakes.
Tom Corbett and Captain Strong in the Polaris are escorting a space freighter bound for Earth with a valuable cargo of vanadium. They lose contact with the freighter as they enter the gravitational field of the sun. Puzzled, they return to Space Academy on Earth, where they make a full report to Commander Arkwright.
Well, Captain Strong, it seems that you and your cadet crew really pulled yourselves a prize boner this time.
Commander, I can't let Captain Strong take the blame for something that wasn't his fault. Captain Lamar insisted on that course, and Mr. Franklin backed him up.
Strong. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Franklin threatened me with a court-martial if I didn't carry out his orders to the letter.
I see.
Captain Strong went as far as he dared, sir. But our orders were to place ourselves at Mr. Franklin's disposal.
Yes, I know. I think I can understand the predicament you were in. And I wish I could say we'll forget all about it. But unfortunately, that's impossible now.
Impossible, sir? How come?
I've just received a special communique from Central Government Headquarters. Here, let me read you this paragraph. Loss of vanadium shipment appears to have been result of improper navigation. Captain and navigator of escorting ship are directed held for general court-martial.
General court-martial?
Oh, no.
That directive leaves me no alternative.
But a general court, sir. It wasn't any fault of
ours. Save your explanations for the trial, Cadet Corbett.
Yes, sir.
You will return to your quarters, and until further notice, place yourselves under room arrest. That is all, gentlemen. Dismissed.
Come in.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, Captain Strong. Aren't you confined to quarters, sir?
Yes, but I have Commander Arkwright's permission to visit you, Tom. I want to thank you.
thank me, sir?
Oh, for the way you stuck your neck out for me in the commander's office.
I was only telling the truth, sir.
I know, but I'm sorry it had to work out this way for you, Tom. You're a good cadet. And I want you to know I'll have plenty to say on your behalf at the trial.
I don't see why there has to be a trial, sir. What will they gain by making goats out of us?
Oh, I can understand it, Tom. That Vanadian shipment was priority one stuff. I don't think the authorities would have minded so much if there was any chance of getting it back, but to lose it into the sun because of a navigational error.
Yes, sir. I guess it looked pretty bad to them, all right.
Well, I suppose we should start planning our defense for the trial, but somehow I haven't got the heart for it.
I know how you feel, sir.
Attention, all academy. Attention.
Uh-oh, what's this?
Captain Strong and Cadet Tom Corbett, come up to the commander's office on the double.
Yeah, that's us, Tom. Come on.
I wonder what's happened now. You think maybe they've decided to shoot us for spies?
Strong and Corbett, I'll get to the point quickly. We have good reason to believe now that the Vanadium and the space freighter that carried it were not lost in the sun at all.
What's that, sir?
But we were there, Commander. We practically saw it happen.
I've just reread your deposition, and you both agree that neither one of you actually saw the ship fall.
Well, that's true, Commander.
According to your report, the ship was last seen disappearing into a cloud of gaseous matter.
All right, sir, but that's where we lost contact.
Then we can assume that the cargo was not lost.
Not lost?
Oh. Matter of fact, large quantities of it have begun to appear on the black market here on Earth.
Black market? By the moon of Mars, it sounds as if we were hijacked.
In my considered opinion, you were. That would explain Lamar's rather puzzling choice of a course.
Do you mean Lamar was in with them, sir?
I believe he was. The thing must have been carefully planned to make use of the sunspots and gas clouds so as to ensure loss of all contact with the escorting ship.
Well, that seems to figure all right.
Well, anyway, this development frees me of my obligation to hold you two for trial. You are both released to resume normal duty at once.
Oh, Commander, how can we thank you?
No need to thank me, Cadet Corbett. To let you in on a secret, I'm just as pleased as you are. That is all. Dismissed.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadet when Tom and the other cadet members of his unit place themselves in mortal danger when they go looking for the Vanadium hijackers in the black void of space. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, also appears in the comic sections of many of Canada's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was directed by Drex Hine. Jackson Beck speaking. The whole day starts out better when breakfast is fun. And one way to make breakfast fun is to have a different cereal every morning. How? That's easy. Easy for Mom, too. Ask her to get Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's Variety Pack is an assortment of cereals. 10 individual-sized boxes in one handy carton. And each individual box holds exactly one generous serving of a favorite Kellogg cereal. Yes, in Kellogg's Variety, they're all favorite cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, and the new favorite Kellogg's Corn Pops, to mention just four. And each serving stays extra crisp and fresh because it's in its own individual package. So just for fun, make breakfast fun. Ask Mom to get Canada's only cereal assortment, Kellogg's Variety Pack.